and believes they were the right decisions. Andre.
Back to Syria, please.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Russians and probably the Chinese too say that they are not supporting the Syrian regime. What they are supporting is the international legal regime, the international legal norms that exist in relations between states. They do not want anyone, including the United States, to pick a regime they don't like, inside rebelling against that regime, trying to... You understand what I'm talking about. Basically, what you just presented to us was a rhetorical, political, even economic aggression against that regime. My question is very simple. What are the specific legal grounds on which you do this? You basically say the absence of the resolution.
I would refer you to the United Nations, to our mission there, to the State Department. What you saw and what you see today is a broad international consensus against the behavior of the Assad regime, the brutal killing of the Syrian people. We think that's wrong, and we agree with many of our partners and allies around the world and in the region when we say that. The images that we've seen just this weekend demonstrate that the kind of behavior being carried out by the Syrian forces under the control of the Assad regime is vile and unacceptable. So that is why we supported the United Nations Security Council resolution, and it's why we'll continue to work with our allies and partners to further isolate and pressure the Assad regime, to allow the Syrian people the opportunity to choose their own future. That's the approach we take.
If I may, one additional question. I actually wanted to ask you, to remind you that lynching is illegal in the United States. You need to have a court of law. But I will not ask about that. I will ask you about, can you tell me?
Andre, I feel like it might be 1982, and it's...
Lynching is illegal. Many like-minded people form a posse, hunt somebody down.
Andre, do you have a question?
I have a question. The question is, can you assure me that you are not working inside Syria through your special forces, whatever it is, working military?
What's the question? Are we...
Is the United States, can you tell me that the United States is not taking any military steps to undermine?
I think we've made very clear that we are pursuing a political and diplomatic course with regards to Syria, and we will continue to do so. Alexis.